more independent music feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Skull Mode's Wide Delir. The track is Allure. Uller. The following content may have some explicit language and or innuendo, so listener discretion is advised.
Dansaðu við mig í nótt Engin veit hver örlög fær Dansaðu við mig í nótt Líttu upp því lífið hér
láttu þig dreyma og komdu með mér. Örlaga og álfa mær, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Lítið eigum leyndarmál, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Eigðu með mér eina skál, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Líttu upp því lífið hér, láttu þig dreyma og komdu með mér. Lítið eigum leyndarmál, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Fögnum meðan finnum til, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Þessa stund með þér ég vil, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Líttu upp því lífið hér, láttu þig dreyma og komdu með mér. Fögnum meðan finnum til, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Leikum okkur lítið eitt, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Og við verðum aldrei þreytt, dansaðu við mig í nótt. Líttu upp því lífið hér.
Þarlaga og álfa mær dansaðu við mig í nótt.
That was Euler from Skalmot Y. Dallaire. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, where one of its two teams play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. The BCIHL resumed action on November 18th, where the host Okanagan Lakers bested the Vancouver Island University Mariners 5-4 at Capital News Center Rink 1 in Kelowna. Tonight sees the Lakers visiting the BCIHL SFU Red Leafs at Burnaby's Bill Copeland when the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OT or a shootout loss. University of Victoria is first at 7-1, 14 points. Okanagan Lakers are second at 6-3, 6-3-1 for 13 points. Vancouver Island University, third, 5-3, 10 points. Simon Fraser, fourth, 3-3-1, 7 points. And Logan Lake Miners are last at 0-9.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Tristan Arp's End of a Line or Part of a Circle with the title track. I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022. Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. On October 13th, Surrey City filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. On October 16th, the BC government responded as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023. Key changes are: A. Municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. B. The director may superintend the implementation of a municipality required to provide policing. C. Allows the minister to terminate the agreement, i.e., with the Surrey RCMP, which was renewed on April 1, 2012, with a written notice to the City of Surrey. D. The Lieutenant Governor in Council, Janet Austin, can appoint at least one person as an administrator for the Surrey Police Board, or in case of one administrator, it will be the chair of the Surrey Police Board. And E. Other memberships of the SPB will be suspended. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 14th, the Surrey Police Service announced it deployed 11 additional officers on its Twitter page, increasing the total number of officers deployed to 257. This figure is also available on the Surrey Police Service website. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired earlier this fall, as the Administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. On November 17th, the Surrey Police Service provided the latest breakdown on the total number of its employees, 58 civilians and 336 police officers, on their Twitter page. Once again, these figures are available on the Surrey Police Service website. The Surrey City fired back this Monday, on November 20th, as it filed a second petition to the BC Supreme Court, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. Locke, during a press conference on Monday morning in the Surrey City Hall, labeled the Surrey Police Service the NDP Police Service, which could lead to a 20% tax hike, and warned she won't accept Mike Sir's recommendations for the upcoming budget for the SPS if she is upset with his recommendations. In response, Mike Farnworth, in a press conference in the BC Legislature in Victoria on Monday afternoon, said the Surrey Police Service will police, denounce Locke, said the Surrey Police Service will police Surrey, denounce Locke's description of the SPSS, the NDP police service, as incredibly disrespectful. And if Locke is not happy with Sir's budget for the SPS, the BC Director of Police Services, Glenn Lewis, will look at Sir's numbers for the final decision. Later on Monday night, during the latest Surrey City Council meeting, the Surrey City Council received a report outlining the city's major accomplishments this year, one of which was new funding for 25 RCMP, 20 fire services, and 10 bylaw personnel. In contrast, the Surrey Police Service exceeded 200 officers deployed back in January, with the total deployment reaching 257 as of November 2023 in a span of 10 months, according to the Road to SPS page on the Surrey Police Service website. One day later, on November 22nd, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told Jas Johol, a show host at CKNW who was a former BC Liberal MLA, that there will be no more money besides the $150 million offered to Surrey for the SPS. On November 23rd, the National Police Federation, which represents the RCMP police officers, urged Farnworth to apologize for criticizing RCMP response times in Surrey and other parts of BC. Thank you for listening to episode 46 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. I will come back with the last tune after the following PSA.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
The last and before for today is Pouty's Forget About Me. I can't see it.
I'm You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.